this week about players needing to step up. Not that you don't step up in games, but you stepped up in a huge spot, national game, and a must-win. Just talk about what you felt coming into the game.
Just knowing it's a must-win. It's a playoff game for us. The rest of them are playoff games for us. You know, we've been on a losing streak of three games now, and we needed to snap it. And we all just stepped up tonight. We did a great job. Offensive line, blocking, Shad running, Eli getting us in the right formations, the right play calls, receivers making plays, and defense making stops. You know, that's what it's about. I think we did a good job at connecting on all cylinders tonight.
The running game starting to work. Did you start licking your chops, knowing that they were going to have to bring a safety down the box?
You know, definitely. But it was great to see, you know, Rashad be able to make these crucial runs. You know, these are 7, 8 yard, 10 yard gains that are huge. And just, you know, stuff to build off of for next week, as we start focusing our focus towards the Panthers.
Can you talk about the 4 yard catch?
Talk about the 4 yard.
Honestly, that's something that, you know, we've watched a lot of film this week. Really not a play call that we had in practice. We didn't run it. So what a phenomenal job by E to just check into it. See the coverage, something that we had watched on film. You know, we had a couple extra sessions of film and just being able to see some things. And, you know, he brought it up today. And, I mean, sure enough, it was right there. It's just
the safety bit on the play.
I mean, he put us in the right position. He always find a way to put us in the right position to make plays. And he had that one dialed up.
Back to your first touchdown, Odell. Can you talk about in the instant you know they didn't give you the touchdown, but you knew you had your feet down? Talk about that moment where you felt like you waved to the coach and said, "Challenge."
Yeah, I just knew I knew that it was a touchdown, and I didn't want to let the opportunity pass. You know, we've had trouble in the green zone, and you know. We scored already, so why even, you know, try and score again? Let's go ahead and make sure that we can seal this one off, and on to the next drive. And I knew that E put it away from Grimes, and
you were confident you would have gotten that, dragged your feet.
Absolutely.
How much fun was it to play against Jarvis Landry for the first time?
Man, words really don't even do it justice. It's truly a blessing. It really is. God has done a lot of things for us to be able to put us here in this situation. Is something that just forever thankful for. I came out at halftime and I was feeling good, and I usually do a little run down to the end, maybe a run backwards, and as I took off running, I could just feel both calves cramping and my legs starting to cramp, quads, and I knew that I wasn't going to be able to make it through the game, and I didn't want to miss a possession, so I know we had the ball first. I was going to try and get through that possession and then run in, and unfortunately, you know, pray that he's okay. McCain went down, and he was all right, right? Okay. And they said it was probably going to take a while because of precaution and things that were going on, so we just ran in and took advantage of the opportunity, and they do a great job here back here getting us back out on the field as fast as possible. Two. I need this. Was three bags today. This is being back home, being back in the South, man. It was hot. It was hot, and I was sick all week leading up to the game. Try to stay hydrated on fluids, and God is good.
They put anything special in there? You came back out.
The same juice in the Space Jam that they put in the Space Jam bottle was in there. Yeah, I caught a stomach virus or a bug or something, and then allergies just kept up with me throughout the week. Probably feeling better, a little bit of adrenaline right now, and, you know, once we get back on the plane, I don't know exactly how I feel, but, you know, it was great to be able to come out here, and this is one that we needed. We definitely needed this one.
How gratifying was that 33 catch at the end?
It felt good to not have to, like, put our defense back on the field, to even put them in situations to where teams could go down and score. Like, we have an opportunity right now to take advantage of it. Let's go ahead and do that. Let's not leave it in anybody else's hands. We have it right here in our own hands, our own destiny. And it was a great job. I think we started at the 5 yard line, or I don't even know where we started on the
four yard line
on the last drive, and drove it down the field methodically, and was able to execute the 4 minute drill, and end in the best play in football, which is the victory formation.
on the, you said on the 84-yard, you talked about that with Eli just today?
Just today.
In the morning?
In maybe 4 or 5 o'clock, something that he saw, and we went and watched film, and we were just watching, and I mean, his mind's different, you know. His mind is special to be able to see some stuff like that, something we hadn't practiced completely on the fly, and to be able to connect at a crucial time.
Was it at the hotel when you saw it?
Absolutely, yep.
And you knew that on the shorter one, you knew both people were in the ground.
Yeah. I would have been shocked if I would have saw the replay, and I would have felt bad because I really felt like I was in. I would have felt bad for Coach to even throw the flag. But I really felt as if I was in. I know I caught the ball. I've let too many opportunities go. And there was even a 3rd and 5, a crucial 3rd down in the game. You know, that's just got to be completed. So we'll keep working on it. You know, we got a big game this week. And definitely looking forward to it. Yeah, we build on it, we keep going. And you know, I was telling them it's unfortunate that we are what our record is, and we've been in games where it's a dogfight at the end and we're up and we haven't finished. But even though it's late, you know, we still have an opportunity to take control of what we wanted to do. So to be able to go through those and that adversity that we went through, I think it enabled us to know what to do in the situations now and actually capitalize this time, and we did a great job at that.
Ray Lewis celebration dance.
I mean, I've seen it since I was a little kid. I mean, the man's a legend. He played the game of football with the passion, with the love, and it's something that just I admired. I love the way he played. I love this energy, and I've been doing the dance ever since I've seen it. So it was a pretty special moment. It was cool.
But just talk about your relation with Jarvis and just seeing him pregame. And I'm sorry.
Just
like the whole pregame, you know, seeing we're going to be on the field with him on the same field.
Honestly, I don't even words really won't do it justice. The relationship that, you know, two guys have like that, two different backgrounds, and I mean, we just came together, and from the minute I met, I knew that that's like my brother. This is a guy who's with me for life, you know what I mean, and that's I couldn't ask God for a better opportunity to be able to play, come down here in Miami, and play against my brother. It's very special.
Odell, you've always said about how you want to play in the playoffs. Do you feel like this was a playoff
game? Man, this felt as much as a playoff game as I've ever experienced. Knowing it's a must win, we have to win. Can't let any more opportunities go by. Just proud of us for stepping up tonight, accepting the challenge, knowing what's ahead of us, watching the other two teams in the divisions get wins, and knowing what the goal was.
Do